is your land. Help me know who I am. Open up my mind like a child. Touch my heart, touch my soul. Blessed Jesus, make me whole. Let me live my life living in the name of love. Oh, living in the name of love, living in the name of love, I'll praise my Lord, the Lord above. Oh, living in the name of love, living in the name of love, praise God, living in the name of love. Give me strength to carry on. Till the day that I call home, to the everlasting land beyond the sun. Put your word on my tongue, Lord, let your will be done. Let me live my life living in the name of love. Oh, living in the name of love, living in the name of love, I'll live my life. Praise the Lord above. Oh, living in the name of love, living in the name of love. Praise God, living in the name of love.
I enjoy our music group so much here, so I don't sing very much. Keep asking me when you're going to sing, so we'll have a whole singing service. You can listen to me all evening if you like. Praise God. I can get wired up here. Mark, you sure you're bigger than man. Man doesn't want to stay up on here. We'll figure it out. If it falls off, you'll hear me anyway, because I talk loud. There we go.
You hear me? I bet you do. I told y'all how I talk so loud it'd be called. We all talked at one time, and the one that's loudest hurt got hurt the most. About a month ago, I started on this avenue of prayer. Some of you were here, some weren't. So I'm going to build off that foundation. Why God pray? Why should we pray? Why would Jesus pray when he had everything was perfect? He could do anything. He could go anywhere and be anywhere. The three reasons I had on that platform, first of all, was to demonstrate our dependence on the Father. That's what he models for us. To introduce a new relationship between us and the Father. To establish a new goal for our lives as his disciples. The Bible gives us many guidelines to prayer. He said, go into your closet. That means to shut stuff off, get away from all the possible distractions you can, close the door in secret. There you talk to God. Can't do that a lot of times when a lot of activities are going on, a lot of noises. I found it very tough to do. Most of the time I do better when I'm walking in solitude in the mountains or in the church here a lot. He also says he shall reward those who do this. In Luke 21:36, he also says to watch while you pray. What's going on? Think about all that's going on in your family's life, in your church, and at work, and people you contact. Pray always. That means keep your eyes open when you're driving the car down the road, but you can pray. Watch. Don't you're going to have a problem. He goes on to say, I'm going to reward you if you do this. He says to pray without ceasing, an attitude of prayer. That means all at any given time you can sense the presence of God. You say, I need to pray. I need to cut the radio off. I need to hear him. The Lord teach us to pray in Luke 11:1. It's interesting. I haven't heard much about teach us to preach. Teach us to teach, and that's part of it. But he said teach us to pray, to communicate with God. Man, you... Have you had a deal how wonderful that is? He goes on to say the disciples often saw Jesus off by himself. That's a memory that I go back many, many years as a little boy. I can't remember exactly, probably 8 years old. In the school bus, my uncle and my dad was on their knees in their bus praying. I always remember that as a little boy, how it touched me. I didn't know much about praying. I could words and stuff, but after I hear Jack sometimes, he prays better than I do. And he's got some deep prayers. And the disciples saw Jesus doing this, seeing his power and wisdom and the joy in his life. They asked him to teach them how to pray. They wanted to connect with God in an intimate relationship and experience as he did. Now, we're going to take a journey through the Lord's Prayer. All of us are familiar with it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, the kingdom, and the glory. Now, that you just got it there. Most of you know that. You have a listing in your bulletin on the 10 elements in the Lord's Prayer. We're going to go through this thing. I'm not going to do it justice. It's a whole lot more than what I have here. First of all, you see a father relationship. That tells me if you're not a born-again believer here, you are going to have trouble praying and going through this. He invites us to understand that we're Christians. We are disciples of his. We see that if you've never made a decision to accept Christ into your heart, then can you really say this prayer? Can you call him your Savior and Lord? What do you think about heaven, our Father? We see him in full authority. I get depressed at some of this news I hear on TV a lot. Whew, the garbage and all the negativity and all the fighting that goes on. He goes on to say, our Father, we join this as we did together. And I so encourage you after how many showed up and how everybody worked. Hallowed be thy name. That's worship, honor, and respect, and to glorify. Adore him. Bring him glory, honor, and thanksgiving to him. Thank him for serving him. And give him undivided attention. That's hard to do unless you can diffuse. I don't know about you guys, but my man spends a lot. Yours don't, does it? I don't agree with that 1 minute. Y'all, I'm going to have a confession time here in a minute. Thy kingdom come. That's expectation. What do you expect in his kingdom? We see a highest priority. We must be willing to let God's divine purpose fulfill our lives. Understanding why am I earth here? Not just to go through these 60, 70, 80 years by reason of good health. But there's a divine purpose for me and for you in this journey. We must accept full responsibility when God calls you to an assignment. We all work. We all had assignments yesterday. And many of you have other assignments. I accept this call that God put on my life, and I had to make some really tough choices, hard choices. He talks about his daily bread here. He was to honor his Father by providing salvation to those people. They needed this daily bread. They knew Jesus. I want to make a note here. My nourishment comes from doing the will of God. I think you should write that down. There's something about doing the will of God that it encourages you and motivates you and inspires you to go on in life because it's bigger than life. Forgiveness. Forgive our debts as we forgive those or sins you could put there. There will always be a time of confession. If not daily, always, no matter where you are at in this Christian life, there are going to be times of actual confession and admitting that you're wrong. That's healthy. Jesus speaks here of daily forgiveness. What thought went through my mind? What attitude went through my mind? What bark did I do to somebody that went through, that needed attention? That doesn't mean he's terribly disappointed in us, or he doesn't like us. He just wants us to behave a little better, maybe, huh? He talks, the trouble with most Christians have wrong view of just what's wrong or what's sin. We don't have a definition for sin anymore. Everything pretty much tolerable in most of the world, most of our culture. How do we forgive others? Boy, that's not easy. It's not easy when you blow it in a relationship or you did something to reconcile and make that right. You're going to suck up a lot of pride doing it. But it releases us from that guilt anymore. Robert Louis Stevens, no one is fit to pray the Lord's Prayer so long there is an unforgiving spirit within one's heart. If you don't think it'll quench your spirit and you don't get answered prayers, try it. It won't work until that forgiveness or that reconciliation takes place. I believe that with all my heart. You'll be staying in prison. In Isaiah 43:25, we must learn to forget. Now, I'm not sure how to handle that forget, where my memory serves me well all the mistakes I made in the past. When I mash my finger, I'm going to watch it next time. He's saying that no longer there's any walls, that I can look this person in the face and say, I've reconciled. I've done it in business deals. I've done it in this church. I've done it personally. It's an absolute necessary thing to do. He goes on to say, even I that blotted out all that, and that a wonderful thing, you confess it to God, it's gone. I like to carry it along with me somehow, but that's a terrible load to carry. All the guilt and the shame and the mistakes, he's not out there trying to make a list of all the things you did wrong. All he's saying, I want you to better your life and grow in likeness in Christ. I'd like to see Ella and Jack, and you see the maturity and the change in their development of their lives. And Aiden and Allie, I'm still waiting on a lot of that one, but to see how they can get over this fighting all the time. They've improved, but we still got a long ways to go. Every time we turn around, there's some episode going on, and you're well entertained anyway. But what he's saying here, man, I hope you don't keep going back in that old mess that you keep getting in. If you do, be aware of it and quickly grab and say, oh, this is far as it's going to go. I'm not going to linger with it any longer. I got to deal with it. Lead us not into temptation. We're tempted in so many ways. There is a sense of being seduced to sin. Boy, if you look at just some of the commercials on TV and you said, God, right in front of you. John Meyer used to tell me of his girls in there and they're advertising all kinds of things about men. I won't get into detail, but he's got three beautiful daughters. This crap's coming out on TV. We can't always control it, but it's there. It makes you think a little bit. Often in the Bible, it's an idea of testing. They're coming. I don't like them either. But you see, what kind of resistance are you going to have when you're hurt or somebody says something hateful about you? David, Matt, rest of you. Glenda, sometimes, as sweet as you are and almost perfect she is, but she's done a lot better than I have. Let's put that away. It's so easy, but that's not what is about what you're doing wrong. It's trying to tell us to grow. We saw in this membership here, this is a learning experience. I hope I know more now than I did when I gave my life to Christ. I hope I know more today after I leave this place. I know more about the Lord's Prayer. I look back and look at some of my carpenter work, you probably wouldn't want me to show up. It was rough and all manual miter saws, all hammering with nails. Now we got these beautiful saws and radio arm saws, and we got this our equipment to put them little finishing nails in them are so nice. And here I'm beating the trim of finishing my first few houses. I've done it all by hand like that. All manually. But now, it's quick, it's fast, and it's much better because it doesn't knock the stuff all over the place. You even got our equipment over now that. You know, you said you would get upset at stuff. Your attitude would be, I wouldn't get either if I had to do it all manually. But that air equipment moves some stirring bolts and nuts in there, doesn't it? That's what he's telling. He's telling us to grow and to mature and be further along than we were. It also tests our loyalty and his ability to service, to serve him. Now, you can't honor every call. People call you and they have this. I've been offered probably 3-4 homes in the last 2 or 3 years to build. But it just wasn't in my DNA. When you build 100, you don't need 2 more. It just comes to that place. Another thing we should ask God for, we pray and ask God to help us never to return to this ugly sin. Certainly, I hope it's not as frequent as it was. If that sin is continuous, if there's no change, there is something wrong in my Christian life. Where do we get victory? Where do we grow? God help us never to return. Well, it'll probably show up in the fleshlight somewhere. Certainly, I hope it isn't in the spirit. That's why we acknowledge dependence on God in this battle of the devil, Satan. We are no match for him, only in Christ's power. I got a sermon I preach on identifying the enemy. How's he working? Take a good look. Are you aware of how he does it in ways you don't even know? Deliver us from evil. Lord, deliver us from the deception and the grip of this world. I believe that prayer and meditation brings a reflective place in your life. I say this because about 4 times a year, usually all day, sometimes at night some, I reflect on that quarter. God, how did this reflect you? What decisions did I did that wasn't even your will? It might not even been wrong. He gives you almost too much freedom sometimes. But we're not robots. We got freedom to choose. And the presence of God, prayer doesn't change necessarily God. If he knows it all, will it change? It simply gives us a different perspective of who God is and what we need to see in our lives. Deliver us from the corruption and the lust of this world. Man, that's a powerful challenge to embrace all the blessings in life and enjoy all that's offered to us, at the same time not allow it to rob us of our spiritual zeal and our time and quality with God. Just so many activities. My life was just... I still get in a hurry, but I'm too old to get too fast. Really. And really, unless God interrupts that. I think sometimes, you know why we have these big snows and these traffic jams? You just think now, if we didn't have any hindrances, no snow, no ice storm, no power outages, no breakdowns, America people would have stopped. Am I right? I'm just telling you a simple illustration. If God didn't intervene in a kind way, in a gentle way, that's why he's in control of all of that. And that's not one of my gifts, waiting in traffic for 3 hours. It's supposedly not one of yours either, but I've often wondered if those interruptions didn't come from natural events, would God even be a part of their life? There is some serious praying in crisis and difficulties, and rightly so. We get deep into communicating and listening to God. We've all been there, perhaps. You got your story. But is it equal in the times of prosperity and blessings and everything going so well, so I'll borrow a little time from God? That's where the real disciplines come in. Pray about anything that entangles or weighs us down, which can separate us from God. It does it. Now, don't go out there and do something radical or dramatic because you heard Matt preach. All I'm doing is bringing us to an awareness of reflection and evaluation in time. That's all I'm doing. Acknowledgement. This prayer begins, "Our Father which in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Begins with praise and basically ends like that. "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." That's acknowledgement. Forever. And believe me, I don't have it all right. But in this journey, I've learned some tough disciplines the hard way. And I would much rather volunteer. I'd much rather volunteer. We can't control all the events under this sun. We can't understand so much of it. Especially godly and innocent people. Nowhere to go. But I can reflect and say, okay, God, when I walked out of Vernon's Sandy's house the other day in her passing, I asked Glenn to walk with me. And I walked down that road, Lord. Every second that I live, in every cell of my body, help me to honor you with it. That was my very words. Shall we pray? Lord God, we are so thankful we have access to you. God, I pray you open the portals of heaven and send your divine searchlight down on our lives. Not to look at all the things we do wrong or what we do, but rather to make us more like you. We seek your counsel from every spiritual aspect of life. Am I growing? Is my hunger and thirst for righteousness going in the right direction? Lord, you know all the physical needs among us. And I pray that you'll meet those needs according to your will. You've done many that we don't even see. For all the emotional battles that we have, Lord, from a mental capacity, just wrestling through things that we're confronted with every day. I ask you ban the enemy of doubt and discouragement, fear and anxiety that sets in and keep us from being fruitful and committed to you. Lord, from a social aspect of life, beautiful church family here. People are just caring and wanting to serve. The Spirit is great. Thank you for Mark and Kara and Eric and Margaret and Vernon's leadership here. Pray for all that serve and help out here. And the Spirit is good. I also pray for the newcomers in our congregation today. Lord, you will bless them in a special way when they leave here. They would have felt your presence and be empowered and encouraged inspired in this journey. We ask you, bind the enemy. Help us to be aware of who he is. He comes with a wolf of sheep's clothing. And may your spirit always alert us to those activities that he does. We commit this in Jesus' name. Amen.